Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know who the designer was. I don't know about all that. I just know it's not what we needed. That's the bottom line for me.
So we got to be real here. We got to be real. 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 We have to be real. We have to be real.
We have to be real. We have to be real. Thank you.
It doesn't matter. Nobody had to think. Uh-oh, what's going on, everybody? What's up, everybody? It's Armand, and we are back with another video. Listen, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. Some shit might shut down, some shit might stop working, but we will get through the show, okay? And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. All right. So we got to get into some things because I feel away. It's a lot going on. I see a lot of people already disagreeing with me in the comments, and that's totally fine. But it's time to talk. And I want to shout out to everybody here that's live on Facebook. Hold on. Let me make sure I get the Facebook people live in the chat. Okay. I want to get into some things. Okay. Is that okay? Can we get into some things? All right, so we got to talk. I'm extremely disappointed in Nicki Minaj. I'm not even going to waste any time. I'm extremely disappointed. Everybody knows that the Met Gala, if you don't know, the Met Gala is like the fashion award, the fashion ceremony of the entire year for the entire country. Like, you don't really get to see what happens inside the Met Gala. It's like this big museum thing that like rich people go into. I personally feel as though that's where the celebrities go and like do rituals, because it's all of the like the A-list, top of the line celebrities. You have not made it unless you're invited or able to attend the Met Gala. Everybody can't just attend the Met Gala. Also, I heard that it costs like $20,000. Like $20,000 a ticket. Now, I'm not sure if that's actually the case, but I do know that you have to be invited. And in the fashion world, you know, Anna Wintour, they don't really care about your celebrity so much as far as, you know, you're a rapper or you're a singer. You really have to, be a star to be invited to the Met Gala. The Met Gala is, whoever's at the Met Gala, they are relevant. They are A-list. They are stars of the time period, okay? That's why you notice usually the biggest stars come out to the Met Gala. That's where you usually see the Beyoncés, the Kardashians, the Nicki Minajs, Rihanna's, Lady Gaga's, Katy Perry's, like all the big prominent stars. Sometimes they skip a year, but most times they all come. Well, this year, Lady Gaga, you know, opened it up, and she did a phenomenal job. Let me get to Gaga first before I start with my before I start going in on Nicki. Okay, let me just go to my Gaga. Lady Gaga, I live for Lady Gaga because I like how she had about four different outfits, okay? This was actually where she came to at the end. She started, let me show you where she started, okay? Lady Gaga was the host this year. So Gaga started like this, baby. She started with that pink, then she went to the black, then she went back to the pink, the little small pink, and then she went all the way back to the black. Mind you, she was doing all of that in those like 8-inch heels. she was in, okay? That was what Lady Gaga was bringing it in, okay? So Lady Gaga really, really turned the party, okay? She came with four looks, because I guess she said, listen, Rihanna's been the queen of the Met Gala, and they asked Lady Gaga to host this year. So Lady Gaga's like, okay, well, Rihanna, Beyonce, ain't nobody stopping my show. Like, we know Lady Gaga's known for the meat dress. Like, she is a fashion icon, which is the reason why I secretly think that maybe, perhaps, Rihanna didn't really want to come this year because, you know, she didn't want to have to compete with Gaga because Gaga was going to be the host. Remember, Rihanna is like Met Gala royalty. She is Mrs. Met Gala. But this year, for whatever reason, they asked Lady Gaga to host, which is fair. And, you know, the theme was camp. Now, camp is like exaggerated fashion, cartoony, just very avant-garde beyond measure. And, you know, and kind of comical in a sense. And that's at least that's what I believe it is. OK, I mean, there's different interpretations, but in a nutshell, that's what camp is to me. So. Lady Gaga, you know, pretty much exuded that, just very much over the top personality, over the top fashion. She really set the tone for what the night was supposed to be about. So I think Gaga really stole the show, did a great job as a host. You know, as a whole, she did phenomenal. So shout out to Lady Gaga. She really outdid herself and really performed. So I'm living for that, Gaga. You know, I'm really missing this Gaga. Okay. So that's how the night started off. Okay. And then, you know, as it was going, we're waiting for the girls of the night. We're waiting for the Kim Kardashians. We're waiting for the Kylie Jenners and the Nicki Minajs and the Cardi B's. But in the midst of that, we got Billy Porter, who came through and bust through. You know, Billy Porter hasn't been playing with you guys. Billy Porter is from the hit show Pose. So he came through, baby. With men riding gold men, bitch, into the Met Gala. I heard that, Billy Porter. Sis was coming for a spot, mind you. You know, this is the year that Billy Porter is going to make everybody know it, because he also was the same guy who wore the dress to the Oscars. Look at this. Billy Porter did his thing on this. Did his thing. Looked phenomenal. Loved it. One of my favorite looks. Shout out to Billy Porter. Now, speaking of the Kardashians. See, I was going to get into some Kardashian tea, but, you know, there were some fools there, too. Let's get into a foolish outfit. Chris. I didn't like this at all, Chris. Chris, this looks a mess. This looks awful. I didn't like anything about this, Chris. Chris, you can tell that you're trying to be young. I don't know where you got that wig from. It looks like you're going to the call center. I don't know why they slapped that wig, that blonde wig on, and you put that dress on with those shoulders and those ruffles with that black jumpsuit. Chris, this looks awful. You're aging and it's showing. Stop that, Chris. This is a lot of ideas. It's a lot of ideas. It's not working out. Not feeling that, Chris. You usually are the beat one. You fucked this up for me, Chris. This looks awful. Nothing about this looks good, Chris. Nothing about this looks good at all. Okay? Another idiot of the day. Another fool for me. Oh, and I can't stand this one. Oh, I cannot stand her. Tiffany Haddish just looks so stupid. I cannot stand Tiffany Haddish. I hate is a strong word, so I'm not going to say I hate her, but I just really don't like Tiffany Haddish. She's just a freaking caricature, and it's just, like, so annoying. And this is what you wear, and this is what you get. I get it. Like, she's a comedian, but, like, goddamn, do you have to be the ghetto black chick everywhere you go? Do you have to play into the stereotype everywhere? Like, I'm just so over the goofiness, the goofballness. Throw Tiffany Haddish away. She can't do jokes live. Let her go. Like, why is Tiffany Haddish still a thing? Why are we still holding on to Tiffany Haddish? Why are we still holding on to Tiffany Haddish, people? I guess some will say this is campy. Whatever the case may be, it could be campy. I still don't like it. I don't like her. I don't like the photo. I just think she looked goofy and stupid, and it's just really, really pointless. Can't stand Tiffany Haddish. Oh, another one. Oh, well, here's somebody that looked good. Let's go to somebody that looked good. Hold on. Let me see. Because Tiffany Haddish irritated me. I was so done with her. Yes, right here. Oh, yes. Now, Lewis Hamilton looks sickening for your obvious reasons. Now, if you don't remember who Lewis Hamilton is, remember, he is the race car driver who's worth over $250 million, and he was actually, allegedly, at one point, dating Nicki Minaj. Remember? He was the new boy, the one that actually put Quavo in his feelings. So Nicki Minaj stopped fucking with Quavo, then she ended up with Lewis Hamilton. They did a little thing for a little bit. Then she got over Lewis Hamilton. Then she moved on to this new boy. So that's who Lewis Hamilton is, and he looks good. I'm here for Lewis Hamilton. I don't care what he got on. I mean, it just looks good. And he was there by himself. He's rich, full of wealth, handsome. Lewis Hamilton looks good, okay? Yes, he did. Lewis Hamilton looked good. Now, Oh, God, here we go with this one. And I can't stand her either. Katy Perry, this is just stupid. But, you know, what do you expect from Katy Perry? I don't expect anything more or anything less. Just Katy Perry just looks like she's been trying so hard for so long to just obviously just throw something on. Like, this is the theme. Let me just be different. Like, this is trying way too hard to be different, and this is just not working for me, Katie. Give it up. You're not that girl. You're not that innovative. It's not that cool. You look dumb. You look, Katie, you look uncomfortable. I'm not here for it. I'm not here for Katy Perry at all. Not one bit. Not one single bit am I here for Katy Perry. This looks dumb. She just said, make me a light bulb. Make sure the lights come on. I want to just be a chandelier. Fuck it. That's different. That's what it sounded like. She said, look, listen, it said, can't, well, just, you know what? Just get the chandelier off out of my house, out of my big ass house. And why don't we just put that on me? Fuck it. We don't even have to think about it. That's different. No, that was lazy and that was stupid. Like, that looks ridiculous. That looks ridiculous, Katy Perry. You try way too hard to be different. It did not work out. I don't like that. That looks dumb. That's not funny. That's not cute. That's not whimsical. That's not campy. I don't care. It just doesn't look good. Katy Perry looks dumb. Yes, she does. Katy Perry looks the fool, okay? Now, I will say this. Here we go. Here's another fool. I know I'm finding a lot of fools, but I don't know this one's name. But I hated this outfit, too. What the hell was that? I hated that. I hated that. She looked like a damn zigzag. I don't know what that was. Whoever that is, I don't know who she is. She looks crazy. She looks awful. She looked uncomfortable. I hated this outfit, too. Hated it, okay? Now, I will tell you who my favorite outfit of the night was at the end of the day. And then we'll get into Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. Because neither one of them were my favorite. But this is who took the cake for me. Although, it wasn't necessarily camp, but it was just everything. Kim Kardashian took the cake for me. First of all, you know, we know that Kim is queen of the wet look, okay? She started the wet crimped hair. But if you really get into this lady's body right here, it's like her whole body is wet. And she is literally dripping. That bitch is the baddest bitch on the planet. I don't care what anybody says. Kim Kardashian is the baddest bitch on the planet. Look at that bitch's makeup. Look at that body. Like, not too many women can just go somewhere literally dripping. Like, what are you, bitch? You just drip like that? Like, that's a real drip. That's a literal drip. Come on, Kim. Come on, Kim. That bitch came to the Met Gala dripping, literally, on you hoes. Yes, Kim Kardashian is a bad bitch. If you don't like Kim Kardashian, you are a hater, period. You're a hater if you don't like Kim Kardashian. If you don't like Kim Kardashian, you are a hater. They said that she's on a strict vegetable diet for the last 2 weeks. That body is cinched. That body is together. Kanye West always knows how to play his role. Very understated and let her have her drip moment. But she looked good. Loved Kim. Loved, loved, loved Kim. Let's get into Kylie. Now, I don't know if it's just me or what, but Kylie went, she really went camp to me. And I'll tell you why. It seems as though she went like a little, Kylie Jenner looked black in this. I mean, she even went with the color change. I mean, she's almost as dark as Travis Scott. She looked like Little Kim at the VMA Awards. Remember when Kim had the wig and the purple? Like, she looked like a black girl. Literally, I'll be honest with you. When the cameraman, because I was watching the live stream on CNN, and the cameraman just kept messing up. But I was getting a little glimpse of her, and so I'm like, is that Cardi B? And no, that wasn't Cardi B. It was Kylie Jenner. And so I didn't realize how brown she's gotten. I mean, goodness, she looks like a black girl. So she definitely looked like a black girl, but she's okay. I mean, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I just made an observation that she looks like a Little Kim Halloween costume. But hey, it works. Now let's get into the conversation at hand, because this is really what I've been waiting for. Okay, I've been really trying to get to the conversation at hand, and the conversation at hand. Where's these girls at? They better be here somewhere. Where they at? Right here. This is the conversation at hand, okay? Let me turn Katy Perry off. This is the conversation at hand. Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. I first want to say this. The Barbs were waiting. You know I'm a Barb. I love Nicki Minaj. Love Nicki Minaj down, okay? We're really about to get into some things right here. Pull up a seat. Let's get comfortable because we're about to talk. I love Nicki Minaj down. Love Nicki Minaj down. Love Nicki Minaj down. Okay. But Nicki, what the fuck is this? Like, what are you doing? What is this, Nicki? Like, I'm so frustrated. I'm so tired of her. I'm at the point where I'm like, Nicki, do you not care anymore? Do you not care anymore? It's obvious that Nicki Minaj, it just doesn't give a damn. So just let me know and let the rest of us know so we can stop rooting for you, bitch. Like, why would you? First of all, she got there. The outfit is okay. The color is nice. But she looks like she's going to prom. Like, you got to really think about who Nicki Minaj is. When Nicki Minaj first came out, Nicki Minaj was the epitome of camp. Remember, she used to have like the side like flat tops and the cheetah hair and all the weird shit. And you go to a camp
Met Gala, and this is what you have on? This is what you want to do? This is, I don't know who the hairstylist was. He needs to be fired. I didn't like the hair. Did not like the pony. I don't like that that looks unfinished at the end. I didn't feel that. I didn't like that she felt like she looked like she rushed it. She looked like she didn't even really want to be there. She looked like she was confused. They waited to the end, and it was nothing. She doesn't look like she's coming for a spot. She's keeping a spot or anything. She just looks like she doesn't give a damn. Where's the energy? Where's the hunger? Where's the thirst? Where's the desire to be a performer and an artist? Where is the entertainment? You know this is the Met Gala. You knew you were going to be the biggest star at the end. You knew everybody was waiting for you. And this is how you come to the damn Met Gala? Are you kidding me? You could have stayed home for this, Nikki. She could have stayed home with that. This is almost as disappointing as RuPaul coming to the damn Met Gala as a man. RuPaul, by the way, you tried that shit too. You know damn well we wanted to see RuPaul. Why would you not come as RuPaul? You done came as a man. We didn't want to see a man. We wanted to see RuPaul. This was the moment where you were supposed to, you know, give it all you got. But that's a whole other thing. I was just so frustrated with that too. I forgot to even add him in there. RuPaul, you irritated me as well. Now, Nikki, I'm not sure what's going on, but girl, you are treading on thin ice with me, bitch. I'm trying to hold on. I don't know if you listen. I don't know if you give a damn. I'm really holding on to thin ice. But what am I supposed to hold on to? How are we supposed to keep the hope if you are not giving us anything to work with, sis? Like, you're going to have to either step it up or let us know something. Like, can you make an announcement, bitch, and tell the people, girl, I'm done. Like, I don't give a damn anymore. Because there should be no reason why you didn't come out to play. You knew Rihanna probably wasn't coming. You knew Beyonce wasn't coming. You knew we hadn't seen you in over a month, Nikki. And this is how you come. You was better off staying gone. This feels very last minute. This feels very last minute. Now, especially when you have Cardi B pulling up like this. And listen, people think that I don't like Cardi B. I don't like some things about Cardi B, but I have to give credit where credit is due. Although this is a little bit Rihanna inspired. Remember, I like to call it the pizza dress that Rihanna wore like 3 years ago. The mustard, the gold, orange, whatever color that was, pizza dress. It's a little remnants of that, but at the end of the day, it's the effort that's there. Cardi B has really wanting to become one of those staple pieces. You notice when if you didn't see the Met Gala, when it was streaming, Cardi B was one of those girls. This is the level of celebrity that you are. When Nicki Minaj came out, they had to clear the floor for Nicki. No other girls could be on the carpet while Nicki was there. But the same thing was for Cardi B. So Cardi B actually came out first, and they cleared the full floor for her. The only other person that they cleared the floor for like that tonight was Lady Gaga because she was the host. No other woman got the floor cleared other than Lady Gaga, Cardi B, and Nicki Minaj. Not J-Lo, not Ciara, not even Kim Kardashian. Okay? When Cardi B walked out, everybody had to move. And you know what? I'm here for it, Cardi. If this is how you want to come, bitch, I'm here for it. If this is what you're going to do, if this is the effort that you're going to put forward and you're going to go ahead and take your spot, bitch, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. And if Nikki is going to just give it up like this and come like this, lackluster, like she could just ride this wave of being the queen, then, girl, Nikki, you're fading. You're slowly fading out, girl. It is what it is. I love Nikki down. You guys know, everybody knows that I love Nicki Minaj, but we have to call it for what it is. I have to call it for what it is. She didn't even put no effort into this. She put no effort into this. This is ridiculous. I'm upset. I'm over it. We were rooting for you. I was. For damn sure I was rooting for you, girl. And this is how you show up. And you just allow her to just come storm you like this. And secretly, this is the second year. So, I don't know. Cardi B did her thing with this. Like, I'm not going to hate. Cardi B looked nice. Her makeup looked good. Her dress was nice. Cardi B did her thing. You have to be real. Cardi B's looked better than Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, first of all, we've seen what Nicki Minaj can do, what she's capable of, what she's done in so many different looks. So for her to come out like this, it just seems very lazy. It seems very lazy. It doesn't feel creative at all. And we know that Nicki Minaj is much more creative than this. We know Nicki is much more creative than this. So I'm a little disappointed in this look. But like I said, I'm glad that one of my queens held it down. I don't care what none of y'all say. Kim Kardashian killed it for the wet look. She literally came through dripping on you. Okay? Kim Kardashian killed it. Killed it. Shout out to Kim. She looked amazing. All right, so let's take a couple of callers. I want to know what you guys think. The call-in number is 563-999-3658. Shout out to, we have 1,714 people watching us live here on YouTube, and we have close to almost 100 people watching us here live on Facebook. Shout out to all of you guys here. All right, let's take some calls. 978-8025, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my goodness, just listening to you, just finished watching the Met Gala. I 1,000,000% agree with you. Like, Nicki, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you, I think Nicki got dressed an hour before she got there. Like, I think that's what happened. Because that's, like, honestly, you might as well be Cardi's friend right now, because Cardi's just killing it. Like, she's murdering it. So, I don't know, Armand. I really don't think that she's feeling this anymore. But her Met Gala outfit, no. My favorite was Zendaya's. I loved what Zendaya was wearing. Did you see it?
Yeah, I seen it, but to me, it just felt like Zendaya was just like a Disney princess, and I don't know if that was really that creative to me. Yeah, I thought that was, that seems like a Halloween costume.
No,
that felt like a Halloween costume.
It was glow in the dark. Did you see Claire Danes' dress last year, the dress that glow in the dark?
Yes. Yeah, that looked better than Zendaya's.
Yes, it did, but I think individually I liked hers, but I think coming from a youthful perspective, I liked hers, but mm-hmm. Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, as a couple, they were my favorite, all-time favorite. Did you see
what
were wearing?
I don't think I've seen them.
You need to look it up right now. Look it up. It's fire. That's probably the best the whole night that I've seen.
I think Kim Kardashian probably was the best for me. I just like how she, her body, she looked like she was just wet.
She came through dripping, literally, like Cardi said. But the only thing, I feel like I've seen Kim Kardashian do that. This was just maybe she took it to the 10th power for the Met Gala. But I kind of feel like she's done the derivative of that many times before. It's just that the dress was a little bit more glam, I guess I would say. But I would probably say Gabrielle Union. And Dwayne Wade were my favorite. I'm pissed off that my big sis Rihanna wasn't there. But,
yes.
You know, it's okay. It's all right. I mean, I think she did that on purpose because she knew we'd all be looking for her. But it's all good. I mean,
I don't think Rihanna really wanted to compete with Lady Gaga.
Are you freaking kidding me? There's no competition.
Not that she
there,
couldn't. Not that she couldn't. But I don't think that she wanted to do that because it was Lady Gaga's moment. You know, it would be too much. Like Rihanna has already had that, so she wouldn't want to go ahead and shut Lady Gaga down. Like, you know what I mean? Like Rihanna was. I think Rihanna was playing fair. Like, okay, Lady Gaga, I'm gonna let you have your moment. You know what I mean? That would have been a battle,
yeah,
though.
Possibly, but I would probably have to say, you know, Gabrielle Union, and I don't know if you saw Joan Collins, but I think her dress even looks better than Nicki Minaj's. And Joan Collins is like in her 70s. But no,
all right,
I mean,
so we got to take some more calls, okay?
Yes. Okay, thank you, Armand. I'm
love
happy
you.
I was first, but I love
bye.
You. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Area code 215-4671. You're live on the air.
Yes. All right. So I got something I want to say about this whole thing. First of all, hey, Armand.
Hi.
Now, all right. So I know you only talking about this whole thing with Nicki Minaj and all that. But look, I really think that she just wants some chill right now because she's been chilling. And she ain't really trying to compete tonight, if you get what I'm trying to say. Like, she's really just trying to chill.
Right,
like,
so why come? Why come? This is the
Met
Gala.
Well, because she expected to come, though. Like, she expected to show up. It's Nicki Minaj. But at the same time, like, with all of the whole her and Cardi B thing, it's like, all right, let Cardi get this. Like, she's been getting the Grammy and the fucking, what's the other joint? The Billboard. So it's like, let her just get this. Like, let her chill. I haven't really heard too much of the Nicki Hay train lately, and it seemed like she's been chilling. And, like, I think that's what this whole thing was about tonight. Because I said the same thing when I saw this look, too. I was like, she had to just got dressed. You know what I mean?
But my whole thing is, girl, you didn't have to – don't come. Like, because you know that we're going to be looking for you to give us a show. You know that we're going to be looking for – you knew that you were going to be the biggest girl there. You knew Beyonce wasn't coming. You knew that Rihanna wasn't coming. You knew Cardi was going to be there. So now if she is chilling, like you say, that means – mm-hmm. What it sounds like to me is Nicki Minaj is slowly bowing out gracefully.
Not necessarily bowing out gracefully. Come on, now, Nicki Minaj always come back with that fire, but it's like – it's been too much pressure. Like, if you really think about, like, this whole last year has been just pressure.
Well, it's competition. You're supposed to. She talked so much shit about not having, remember, competition, I would love some. Well, girl, you got it, so don't fold. Don't buckle.
But competition also comes with strategy, though. And you know Nicki Minaj always got some chicks up her sleeve. So it's like, at the end of the day, you gotta kind of look at it like, I don't think she slipped by accident, if you get what I'm trying to say. Like, this was definitely strategic. She always moved with strategy. Like, I really just think that she came on some climb, like, this. Let this girl, like, I mean, Cardi B looks beautiful, but, like, that was expected. It's expected for her to, like, get the show. You said they only pretty much shut the show down for Lady Gaga, Cardi B, and Nicki Minaj, but it was a whole Lady Gaga night. Cardi B was expected to come here tonight and just take the night, shine, wear this big-ass red dress, look like Rihanna. But at the same time, like, Nicki Minaj was not trying it tonight. She like, all right, I'm going to just chill, let this fucking bitch do what she's doing. And then I'm going to come with my heat. Like, it is what it is.
Well, we'll see. I'm waiting on the heat. I've been waiting on the heat. I'm ready. I'm tired of her shit. I'm really tired of Nicki's shit. Like, I'm getting tired of her shit, okay? Like, do something. Fuck. What she should have did, she should have put on the look. She should have had sleeves on the red carpet. He should have been looking like a piece, and they should have turned it. That would have killed it.
Well, yeah, you're right about that, though. But I said that because I was waiting on her to come out, and I'm like, she going to come. I didn't even really think she was going to show up tonight, but when she did, and I seen that, I was like, what? Nah. This is done on purpose. She wanted everybody to talk this shit for real and just gas this Cardi B wave up so that she can, you know, put that shit in park.
All right. Thank you.
You are. Right, that's good. Thanks. And keep it up, too. This is a good.
Bye.
This is good.
Okay. Let's see. I think this is the out of the country. 316, you out of the country, New Zealand?
Yo, what up, Armand?
Hi, how are you? Where are you calling from?
The Netherlands. I spoke to you last time.
Okay, what's going on?
Nothing much. I think Kaniki, she's just chilling right now. She doesn't want to compete with Cardi right now because she knows
okay.
in her heart Cardi is not going to last that long. So
oh.
she's just chilling right now. And I think she did that shit on purpose because if you look at all her previous looks, she looked so fucking good. But this look, I was disappointed when I saw that outfit. I was like, damn, she came out like looking like that. And she was rapping her shit like, I'm about to shut it down at Blank Galliana. And you come out looking like this.
Yeah. Yes, right. I'm about to shut it down at my Galliana. Come on. And this is how you come, bitch? You talk all that shit. Oh, my God. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, so yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I'm, like, really done with her as well. But I just don't know what's wrong with her. Like, she just needs to step it up or just get the fuck out. But I think she's just chilling right now. She's going to come back real soon, real hard. But I think she did that shit on purpose looking like this because, she, you know, this looking a campy look. This was not a campy look at all. She looked like she was going to a prom.
Yeah, she didn't look. I mean, the thing was, she didn't look bad. She looked pretty. She's a pretty girl. But the thing is, this looked like this looks like amateur. This doesn't look like the queen. Like, this doesn't. This looks very short notice, very thrown together, very like. Cheap is not the word, because I know it's not cheap. It just looks quick.
She looked like one of those Love and Hip Hop girls that just got their first little money together and now they're going to go to a show. She looked like real cheap. I was like, Nikki, are you dumb for real? Like, I was so disappointed when I saw this look. Like, for real. I was really disappointed.
All right. Thank you, caller. Me too.
Yeah, that's all I want to say.
Bye. Okay, caller 404-2000, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Yes, so I'm calling or whatever because I want to say I definitely agree with you as far as Nikki definitely could have came with the heat this time. And to be quite frankly, to be honest with you, I love Nikki Down as well, but I haven't liked, honestly, really none of her Met Gala looks, to be completely honest.
Well, me neither.
But however, this year has, to me, is definitely one of her best. Don't get me wrong, the dress is, I like the dress. However, like I said, like you said, in 2011, Nikki, she was bringing the damn heat as far as in her everyday looks. And I'm
yeah.
just surprised that she didn't show out in this look. I don't even like, because
even Lady Gaga, even Lady Gaga took it back to 2009, 2010. You know, we haven't seen that side of Gaga in a while either. And so that was the same time around like Nicki Minaj. They were both kind of doing this campy look. And so I just knew that Nicki was going to come out with the ultimate camp because that was her whole zhuzh. That's what made her a pop star.
Right, this is what Nikki is known for. So when she come out looking like this, and then like everyone else is saying, she's talking about, you know, I'm about to shut it down at Met Gala. I'm really expecting some, you know, old Nikki, you know what I'm saying? Colorful
yeah.
look, crazy and everything. And she coming out looking like this. I'm just really disappointed in this. But, I mean, at the end of the day, the dress looks good. She looks good. But she definitely needs to come back with a little bit more hair, especially with Cardi coming out looking like this. Like,
and they're making sure Cardi looks good. And I don't care what anybody says. Oh, Cardi B looks like Rihanna. Let's think about it. Kim has done a Beyonce dress before. People copy each other all the time. All these looks start to look the same over a certain amount of time. So at the end of the day, it's the effort that Cardi's putting in. Okay, maybe it resembled Rihanna, but nobody has been able to kill Rihanna's looks at the Met Gala, period. So if you copy something off of Rihanna, it is what it is. She's the queen of the Met Gala, period. So what I'm saying is Cardi B's effort for her to even be referenced with Rihanna is like, girl, you can see the effort is there. And Cardi B is really trying to come for a spot in this game. So if Nicki doesn't watch it, she'll slip to the wayside like Little Kim did when she was on the rise.
But one thing I did want to point out, when she was on the red carpet giving her interviews, I kind of feel like Nicki didn't even like her own look, to be completely
honest. She was like not even feeling it. She was not feeling it.
No, but I mean, because I give it to the designer part a little bit, because at the end of the day, these artists are kind of representing what the artists actually, you know, bring to the, you know, to the Met Gala as far as, you know, making the theme and everything. So I don't know. It's just, she just needs a whole, I don't know, a new stylist, something. We need something going on in that camp. We just, need to fix it, okay?
Because, and even when she was on there and I was watching, it looked like her energy was off. She looked like she wasn't even in the mood. She didn't feel excited. I don't know if she had just got wind of what Cardi looked like and she realized that she was not, you know, and that we were going to be talking like we are now. But Nicki, you tried it. And I definitely didn't like the wig with the hair sticking out on the sides and in the back.
No.
Like, I don't know if that's a thing. I didn't like that. I don't know if that's a thing or not. I'm not a hair expert. I know one of my friends on here is a hair expert. Sean, I wish you could tell me. Is the wig
and
the
I know
wig
Tay
supposed
did
to stick
that
out
wig.
Like that?
Tay did that wig. I don't know what's going on with Tay. I don't know what's going on with these wigs.
God.
It just gotta go. It just gotta go. But that's all
but
I have to say.
Thank you, caller. Bye. All right, let's take another caller. 786-0273, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon. Listen.
Hey, what's going on?
Heads need to roll. Heads need to roll. They sent Nicki out there, and I was like, oh, my God. She does not look like herself. Number one, she looked uncomfortable in her clothes. Number two, there was no wow factor. It was
nothing. Just
a very basic prom. Okay, I'm going to send you out with this little short dress and let's just attach a long train. It was like, where was the creativity? This is Nicki.
Right.
She would come out with the zebra hair and the chunky boots and larger than life, and you come out like this. And the hair looks so sad. I mean, I could have went to the hood and got this hairstyle. It's just.
I've definitely seen some bitches with orange and yellow ombre ponytails with those edges out. Yep, I've definitely seen that somewhere. In Atlanta.
Yes, very, very basic. And what I'm saying is, I don't know what is going on with her camp, but heads need to roll because they are not communicating. They're not getting their dates together because the hair needs to go with the outfit, and it all needs to be a moment. And it's missing. It looks very disjointed to me. And it did not translate well on the carpet. It just looks so ordinary. It just, it was a
yes,
sad moment.
Yes, it did.
Moment.
It really was.
She gets rid of some people because they let my girl down, and I'm mad because they sent her out here like this.
But I'm thinking
and
this is Nicki's fault. This is Nicki's fault. This is because I don't know if she got a whole team or not. You know, she just fired her team. So I don't know. I feel like this is Nicki's fault, and I'm about to start blaming Sleeves because I feel like, you know, she's in love. She's getting that good dick, and she just don't give a damn about anything else because the pipe is laying right. Listen. Get up off them dicks, Nicki, and do something more positive with your life.
Oh, my God. Listen, if the D is leading her to make bad choices like this, she need to run. Run
she
away.
She need to run. Right. And stop hopping on the mother. Girl, that is the problem. It looked like she just went got some dick real fast, threw on a wig, because that looked like her run around town wig that she had on. That is a run around town wig. You know, maybe we go to the club. He might pull my hair after the club. And then they just threw that dress on. Like, she went and had her assistant go get that. Like, she's been
I'm
having that hair.
And conversely, Cardi, oh my God, the hair piece, that hair, oh my God, the head wrap is gorgeous. It just frames her face, goes down to the neck. You see the work and the bust line, and oh, it was a moment. Miss Cardi had a moment in that.
Cardi B had a moment.
Volume. The color alone is, hey, I mean, she looked hot, but she looked hot in a good way, not bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think Cardi B looked phenomenal. I have to say it, and I know a lot of people think I don't like her, so make sure you guys all forward this to her and let her know. Listen, Cardi, it's no shade, because I noticed the last time I said, did Cardi B peak too soon? Then she ironically went and posted on her Instagram and said the biggest thing that people could do is, I guess, like, judge me too soon or count her out too soon. And she showed a picture of her show and she said, wait till her album drop. This not even her tour. Listen, Cardi, I'm just saying, you have reached a lot of accomplishments early on, and perhaps maybe people might kind of be over it sooner than later, but you looked good tonight. Shout out to you. I know you may think I dislike you, and I know you may think I'm biased, but listen, tonight was your night and you did the damn thing.
Yes.
So shout out to you and your team. Okay.
She really did. She came through. She
Thank
came
you,
through.
Caller.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Well, we're going to take a couple more calls, and we're going to wrap it up. 310-6125, you're live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. Hello, Armand.
Hi.
Okay, I agree. I think Cardi's dress was amazing. I'm not the biggest Cardi fan, but it was a win for her tonight. That was really good. But I think you're being too hard on Nicki.
Okay.
I think – so she fired her management team, and she's trying to get another one. So I kind of expected her not to come out with a full ensemble that was crazy, because she's still trying to get her team together. And I think last year, like, she spent so much resources at this Met Gala, and what did it do? I think last year was all about Nicki really, really, really trying to prove something, and it blew up in her face. And I think she's really kind of trying to lay low. One thing that I was hoping to see with this outfit, and I did see, was I like the pink. I like how positive it is. She always comes with like a dark one, and I really think she's trying to shed that image of like, I'm in charge, I'm the queen. And I think she's just like, I'm more benevolent. I kind of see the same thing like with Taylor Swift going from Reputation to like that very campy me song. One thing you could say, it was very, very positive. And I think she's like, I need to do the grunt work, because she came out and she slayed. Yes, she would have slayed, but like, her Met Gala moment last year didn't do anything for the album rollout. It didn't do anything for her. So I wasn't disappointed in the dress. Then I saw Cardi's and I was like, damn, Nicki, I wish you would have came harder. But then I'm thinking, okay, save it for the music. I like the dress. I really liked it until I saw Cardi. So it is undoubtedly a win for Cardi B. It's a win, but I liked that she had a nice dress on. And also about the Met Gala, last thing I'll say, you know, I'm sure you know this, but some people may not know, like, it really is up to that designer. You get paired with the designer. And that's another thing. Cardi having a huge machine behind her, and Cardi, you know, firing her team, which was, we all agree, was a good thing. I understand why she's not going to have the best cutting edge designer in her camp wanting, you know, to dress her. So, you know, the Met Gala came so soon after she fired management, but unfortunately it's just like, there's not enough time. And I would rather see her do something like this that is simple and beautiful than her spending all her resources like she did last year. I think she's like, okay, I'm overextended, because, you know, it takes a toll on these artists. Do you want to have her spending all her time and energy going to 1,000 fittings, getting the best thing, and then the music is rushed? Because that's what it is with Nicki. She's always doing something. So you can count that if she's lowering the quality on one thing, she's saving it for another. The album, when it drops, that has to be good. And I understand, because of everything that's happened with the Met Gala this year and just the whole Queen era, I understand if people are looking kind of skeptical, but don't count her out just yet. I think she had a very – I like the pink. It was a positive look.
And I like what you said about the pink, because you know what? That's very, very true. I think that I like that too. And listen, I'm with you. And I like that you are giving hope, because I want to have hope. But I feel like I be talking to her through this camera every once in a while. And she just does not seem to get it. Okay. And here's the thing. We can say that she was chill, or maybe she wanted to shed that image. But we can also say that Cardi B is now taking that image on as I am the queen. What it looks like is Nicki is bowing out. Because she's now saying, okay, you can have it. I'm just going to be nice. She doesn't feel like she's fighting for it. And Cardi B is like, I'm coming for it still. I don't give a damn. I'm going to take it. I'm going to wear the dark. I'm wearing the red. I'm making a statement. Nicki, you can bow out if you want to. And listen, that's no excuse that she fired her management and the Met Gala came too quickly, especially when you're putting in your music that you're going to shut it down. And then you were gone for over a month and a half. And you know that we're looking for you. You know that we're looking for you. So if you knew that your Met Gala look wasn't going to be as stunning as you may have perhaps planned it to be, then you should have dropped something in between time so the next time we see you after a month and a half is at the Met Gala, where we're expecting this big rollout, and then we're just let down.
No, I definitely understand. I have hope for Nicki. I do think.
Me too.
I do think one thing you did say though that I'd agree with is that I haven't seen the interviews, but if she wasn't looking positive, that's all part of it too. I would have loved this look, and Nicki came out with that grace and that energy that she had when she, you know, when she used to accept awards back in the day at BET, and she was so graceful and intelligent and poised, but she did look a little upset. So it's like, if you're going to sell, I'm just happy. I don't care about being the queen right now. You got to go full on. You got to really sell it. So
she didn't look comfortable. Do you remember when Nicki got into that altercation with Cardi B? And she was outside after the Harper's Bazaar situation, and Nicki was outside throwing her, giving all that. That was not the Nicki you got. The Nicki you got was very disgruntled, disheveled, kind of like, all right, where do I go? Let me go talk to somebody. Oh, wow, they've cleared the whole stage for me. But in her mind, she knew that it really wasn't this wow moment. But because of who she is, they were going to give her credit and give her her time anyway. But she knew that she had underperformed, and the whole floor was hers. On top of the fact, she was the closing look.
I think this is maybe eye-opening for her, because, you know, the fact that only three – she was a closing look, and they only shut it down for three people.
Yes.
You know, I think she also is – testing the public. I think when she sees the reaction, she's gonna be like, wow, people were really, really, really expecting me, because she knows people are expecting her. But you know, they always say that about her, but you know, the rollout last year was so crazy, and I think this time around, hopefully she'll look at it and go, wow, they were really, really expecting me. But you know, when you with some wins you take some losses, and some losses you take some wins, because I also think I want Nicki's confidence to come from a place that is genuine, because of her age. When you're young, you gotta prove that, like, no matter if you're down, you don't get to be down. You gotta be like Cardi. You gotta be out there like, hey. But you know, these other people in the game, like Rihanna and Beyonce, they really have like matured, especially with Beyonce, with her music has matured. So I think now it's like, okay, I'm stepping into a new era. I don't want to just be the girl who's like pretending to be this and pretending to be that. So we got to see. I hope she realizes that a lot of people were really, really wanting her to shut it down. I don't think that's what she realizes, because I know she knows the barbs are in her
corner. She couldn't realize that, because here's the thing. What we cannot do is try to downplay what the Met Gala is for those celebrities. She knows, like everybody else knows, the Met Gala is – the only thing that we see is the red carpet. And she knows that that's where all the A-list celebrities go. That's why she makes it her business to be seen at that event. Because if you're not there, or at least invited, you're nobody. Everybody can't get invited to the Met Gala.
I have another angle I think is very valid, though. I think what we've been seeing with things like these things that we used to hold so sacred, like the Met Gala, but also like the Grammys, is that people are kind of losing interest in these things. Like Ariana Grande killed the charts all year long, but she didn't go to the Grammys and she didn't go to this. She says she's performing, but you know, she could have done something. Beyonce isn't there. Rihanna's not there. You know, I think we're losing respect for these things. There really was only a couple people there that I really actually even wanted to see. So I think we're going to start to see a trend of people kind of not going to these things. It's crazy because I knew there wasn't going to be a lot of people there. And I think we are going to start seeing, like, the Met Gala. Yeah, it was popping last year, especially. I really wanted to see it. A showdown between Cardi and Nicki, not an actual showdown, but the first time they're at a big event together. But now it's kind of like, yeah, Nicki's look came and went, but this whole Met Gala came and went. So I don't think. So my whole point is, I don't think it's too as big of a loss. I do think if there was more hype around the entire thing and everyone was going, it'd be different. But you're right. We can't downplay. Nicki is really, 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 really have to step it up in her music, because you can't say something in your music and then not follow through. And I think you're right about Please. Like, I try to get on board with it. I don't even care that he's crazy and he's done the mess. If he's holding homegirl down in the wrong ways, he has to go, because she's chilling with him. And it's like, no, of course he's happy with anything she does. But it's like, Nicki, we get it. I understand it's going to be hard to separate. You don't want to feel like a bad person. But we all are feeling the same thing. Girl, we get it. You like him. But I promise you, it won't be a bad look if you drop him. If you would have dropped him right from the start, we would have laughed at you. But now we're kind of like, let him go, honey. It's okay. We're there with you.
Right. But all right, caller, thank you. So we'll revisit this conversation once the album drops.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to me, having talked so long. You have a good day. I love your show.
Bye. All right, we'll take one more. Private caller, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay, they weren't ready. Okay, 313-3778, you're live on the air. Oh, okay. They weren't ready either. We're going to take one more. 314-9499. You're live on the air. Hello?
Hello, Armand.
Yes.
Hi. I love your show.
Thank you. I was just calling
in because I totally agree with everything that you said. So,
okay.
I'm not even a Cardi fan. You know, I respect her for her coming out the strip club, loving hip-hop, and where she at now. But honestly, just like the other person said, the last caller said, Nicki, I love Nicki. I'm a barb to that. Don't rap about it in your song and then come with this basic-ass look. Like, I was truly, truly disappointed. Truly disappointed in her Met Gala look tonight. And Arrogant Tay really fucked her hair up. It gave me helmet vibes. The ponytail was thin. The dress looked like a Deb dress or a Simply Fashion dress. I just did not like it. I'm hoping in this new era, we coming into the fifth era, I'm hoping that Nicki get it together, but she really disappointed me tonight. I'm really disappointed.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
All right. So that's going to wrap it up for us today.